Welcome to Heart of the Psalmist, cultivating the heart of creatives. Now, your host, Sharvis Whitted.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to the first episode of my brand new podcast show, Heart of the Psalmist. This is a show dedicated to those who are serving in creative arts ministry, where we're asking God to create in us a clean heart so that we can create for Him. I'm your host, Sharvis Whitted. So glad that you stopped by and that you're listening today. Before I get into today's topic, I want to tell you a little bit about myself. I've been serving in creative arts ministry, primarily music ministry, for nearly three decades. I'm a third generation musician. When you grow up in a house like that, you've got to at least try. And I was the one son that really took to it and ran with it. And I'm still serving in that capacity today. Larger platform, but nonetheless, still serving in creative arts ministry. And over the years that I have served as a worship leader, as a church musician, as a trainer, as a teacher, I have learned that, yes, music is important. Yes, sound and all the technical things are crucial to our success, so we need to give those things attention. But what really brings us to a place of authentic ministry, what really fuels ministry, is the heart. All the things happening inside of us that we can't see. And that is what this show will zero in on. That's our focus. That's our ministry. It is strengthening the heart of creatives. That's what we're here for. Okay, with that said, let's go ahead and dive into the topic for our first episode. First things first. That is the title for today's show, First Things First. So the Bible is full of stories of creative people God used for His glory. Their talents and their gifts were utilized to accomplish the purposes of God. If you look in the Old Testament, two examples I love are Bezalel and Aholiab. These were two very skilled craftsmen that God used to oversee the construction of the tabernacle. This is after Israel has left Egypt, and now they're entering into covenant with God, and they build this tabernacle. And these two guys oversaw that building project. Very creative gentlemen. Another example in the Old Testament is King Solomon, a patron of wisdom. He composed thousands of proverbs and songs. Very creative and wise king. We can jump to the New Testament. One of my favorite examples there is the Apostle Paul. He was a prolific writer who, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, penned 13 of the 27 books in the New Testament canon. Now, David, without question, is the most recognizable creative in Scripture that we could think of. He was a skilled musician. We know that because King Saul, when he was troubled by the evil spirit, he hired and brought David into his court to be his personal musician. That's found in 1 Samuel 16:23. He was also a very prolific writer and lyricist. We know this because we read the Psalms. And in fact, about 73 of the Psalms are attributed to David. And of course, there's debate among scholars that more were written by him. But 73 is still an impressive number and clearly speaks volumes about his creative ability and his creative legacy. Actually, if you get a little deeper in your study, get into the Hebrew and start studying the style and the form, the creativity of David really jumps out on the page. This guy was incredibly creative, incredibly gifted. And if that resume of creativity isn't impressive enough, also he was a decorated military leader. He was a king who was very successful domestically and also internationally. So this was just a blessed guy, very creative, a lot of favor, a lot of grace from God. But here is what amazes me. With all that creative potential that God knew about, of course, God knows all things. But the first thing that God identified about David was not his creative potential. Nope. First thing that God identifies is that this is a guy who is after my heart. He has a heart that wants what my heart wants. When God sent Samuel the prophet to anoint the next king of Israel, after Saul was rejected, he goes to the house of Jesse. This is David's father. And this is what is said in reference to David and what God was looking for in a king. This is found in 1 Samuel 16:7. For God sees not as man sees, for man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. So while we naturally zoom in often on the creative ability, the singing and the dancing, and again, as I said earlier, those things are so valuable, they're so important, we need to be good stewards of them. But first things first, right? That's not what God sees first. The first thing that God looks at is the heart. And that was David's best and most precious quality. It was his heart. This is the first thing that God sees, the state of our heart. Not our technical skill, but our heart. Regardless of how skilled we are, God can only use us to the extent that our heart allows. Our capacity to be used is directly related to the condition of our inner man. It's so true. In the Bible, the heart represents the center of a person's character. It's the place where their moral, their ethical, and their spiritual activity and their attitudes flow from. I think Proverbs 4:23 really captures this best. As it says, keep your heart with all diligence, for from it flows the issues of life. In other words, the heart is like the source of our thoughts, our words, our actions, and our feelings. I have a lot of study resources. One of my favorites is the Holman Treasury of Key Bible Words, and I love how it puts it. It says, the heart is the source or wellspring of life. So here's a cool little quote that I came up with that I think captures it in my language. It says that the heart is the invisible womb where our visible works are conceived. Now, Jesus affirms this in Mark 7:21 to 22. He said, for from within, out of the heart of men proceed the evil thoughts, fornications, thefts, murders, adulteries, deeds of coveting and wickedness, and the list goes on. And see, this is why God's redemptive work through faith in Christ begins in our heart. Here's what the Bible says in Romans. If you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and listen and believe in your, here comes again, heart, that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the, again, heart, a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. That's Romans 10:9 to 10. So, ladies and gentlemen, the heart comes first. The gifts and creative abilities, those things are wonderful, they're important, but first things first, the heart comes first. When I do trainings, I always say it this way, that the heart is the why behind the what we do. It is the why behind the what we do. It is what fuels, it's the motivation behind how we're using our creative abilities. So with that in mind, I kind of want all of you to consider a few questions. I want you to reflect and look within yourself and ask these questions. Why am I doing what I'm doing with my creative ability? Is it for my glory or for His? Why do I desire a larger platform? to be seen by more people or to help more people see him? Can people see Christ through me, or am I in the way? Am I trying to be a superstar or a star that shines brightly for him? Is it about increasing the amount of dollars in my bank account or the number of names written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Why do you do what you do? Where was your heart? What's your motivation? What's driving you? What's fueling your service in ministry? David, this incredible creative, this incredible instrumentalist, songwriter, lyricist, the list goes on. He was a man after God's own heart. And Acts 13:22 really opens that up and tells us what that means. Here's what Paul said. I have found David, the son of Jesse, and he's referring to God speaking, a man after my heart. And here's where it opens up, comma, who will do all my will. That's what being after God's heart means. That you and I want what God wants. That is our desire. That is our motivation. That's what drives us. That's what pushes us. Not our will, but his will. We're not trying to make a name for ourselves. We want to make the name of Christ bigger. We're not trying to shine. We want him to shine. That's a quality that God saw in David that the previous king that he rejected had lost. Saul started out right. He really did. If you go back and read his story, he started out right. When it came time for him to be king, he was hiding in the baggage. You see, he wasn't hungry for a platform. He wasn't hungry to make a name for himself. But as he found some success and God graced him to do some things, he got self-centered. He forgot about why. He got arrogant. He even built a monument to himself and he began to disobey God and he wasn't repentant. And we see the opposite in David's life. When David did wrong and the prophet Nathan came to him, he was repentant. He gave God glory. He trusted God. He had faith in God. His heart was in the right place. That's where our heart needs to be as creatives, that we desire to chase after the desire of God, that we want his will to be accomplished, not our own. That's what it's about. First things first. Again, I'm not devaluing your creativity. I'm not devaluing your ability to sing, to play instruments, to write songs. Those are amazing and powerful gifts that God has blessed you to have. By all means, use them, sharpen them, make them better. I practice every day. I mean, my principal instrument is the keyboard. So every day I practice, I want to get better. I want to be able to do some things a year from now that I can't do now. But what I try to give the most attention to and maintenance to is my heart, because that is where ministry begins. First things first, that's where it starts. So with every show on Heart of the Psalmist, I want to always end with a prayer. You know, David said, you know, behold, you desire truth in the innermost being, and in the hidden part, you will make me know wisdom. Purify me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. And with that in mind, I want you to bow your heads with me. I want to say a prayer. Heavenly Father, we desire to use our creative abilities that you gave us for your purposes. And we want them to flow from a heart that you have crafted and shaped. So we ask you to search us and to bring to light the pride, the arrogance, and self-centeredness that at times motivates the use of our creativity. We recognize and confess that this is not for us, it's for you. And we cry out sincerely with broken and contrite hearts and ask for your forgiveness and your mercy. Purify us, Lord. Cry out like David did and ask you to give us clean hearts that burn with creativity for you. Creating us clean hearts so that we can create for you. Well, that concludes our first show today. Thank you so much for stopping by. Please subscribe to the channel. Share this with other friends. And no matter what you do, keep your heart right. And remember, you were created to create for him. God bless you. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.